As someone who's been in business, I know it's not exactly free. You know, if you want to start a corporation, if you want to do a video, you got to pay business taxes, blah, blah. Okay. Religion is free. You can believe anything you want. You can choose to believe whatever you want. You are truly free in that sense. So more, if we were truly morally free agents, we should be able to pick whatever morality we want. But unfortunately, the human does not work that way. Humans are influenced by powers greater than what their choices would dictate. And we all make choices and all that, no doubt. But those choices are dictated by things deep within our souls. And our ability to overcome and all that, that's all written in us. Everything we have is written in our very creation. And the thing is with the Spirit of God now, He can write things in us that go beyond that so that we can partake of His nature, the divine nature. Verse 13, we see the knowledge of the will of God and all wisdom and the gospel. Because this is all good news right here. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. You know, when it says power of darkness, you know, what's that mean? You know, to some people that means, well, you know, when we die, we're going to go to heaven. You know, that's all that really means. I think that's all they really care about is going to heaven. But, you know, darkness. You know, there's a verse I'm groping for. I think it is in the Epistles of Peter. You know, that He has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. You know, like it says, be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Because darkness, the power of darkness, is the power that causes us to sin and causes us to do evil in the sight of God. Now, see, the thing is, people think in their own sight, oh, I don't do anything evil. They're not very honest with themselves, honestly. There are all kinds of little imperfections. I would say to them, well, would you call yourself divine? Because the only way in which we can be suitable for eternal life, suitable for the inheritance, because the inheritance of the saints is eternal life, no doubt. Okay? But I like to focus on the immediate things, because it's the thing is, you have to be made, you have to get to, you know, it's like, okay, believe in Jesus, now you have eternal life. Congratulations. Go back to your life. You know, go back to your earthly life. Go back to your sinful life. Go back to the power of darkness. See, to be, He's delivered us by His sacrifice. But you know what? God, you know, this is one of those aspects in which it's being said as if it is an accomplished fact. And it is an accomplished fact. But it is not yet manifested in the life of every believer. Obviously, He delivered us from the power of darkness. When? Well, when He gave Himself on the cross. Well, how? But you know, He gave Himself on the cross, but I was under darkness for most of my life. And the power of darkness still snatches at my heels. How come I'm not delivered from the power of darkness completely? You know, I've been delivered from a lot of things in darkness. Well, it happens over time. Right? And see, because people don't have any changes, they don't get this deliverances. And plus, it isn't preached to them, so they don't even have faith for those things to happen. And sometimes God is even merciful, and He makes things happen to people without them even asking. You know? But they take it for granted. They take it lightly. He has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. You know, translate is to transfer. to take us from one place to another. He is transferring us. You know, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the image of your mind. A little different word. That's, you know, transform, but this is to transfer. To be, you know, we're not under the power of darkness anymore. Because, what you know, sin and unrighteousness is the power of darkness. That's what brings us into darkness. That's what holds us in darkness. You know, as he said in 1 Thessalonians, you're not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. We are the children of light and of the day. What makes us of the light and of the day is the righteousness of God through grace, through faith, by grace through faith, or however you want to phrase that, those elements not being excluded. But don't be deceived. As the Apostle John taught, do not let anyone deceive you on this account. Here is knowledge. Whoever does righteousness is righteous. See, you can't just say you're righteous and not do it. To say, I'm righteous, you have to actually do righteousness. And the thing is, righteousness is one of those things that has to be unleavened, quote unquote, which is this principle that if you have even one sin, you're not righteous. Because righteousness means right. And having any kind of sin, you know, if I sin, I'm not righteous anymore. Okay, but now the thing is with God, now he looks at us from his standpoint of his grace. And he imputes righteousness even though we have not yet, it is not yet accomplished. Because he knows he is accomplishing it. He is giving us faith. He is giving us this peaceable fruit of righteousness. He is delivering us from the power of darkness. He knows that he is making us qualify to inherit eternal life. Because the thing is, you can't just inherit eternal life. You have to qualify. And God sets up all these things that you have to fulfill. And that's why people say, well, you know, that's why, you know, by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified before God. Because all the things that God requires are, there's no way that man can do it. Plus, God doesn't even want us to approach him that way. Why? Because of his son. See, when the law was here, that was the law, okay? And there's a hope in that as well, right? That if you do it, you will live by it.